Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I want to read something to you. For it is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God Himself. That's from A.B. Tozer. A.B. Tozer was a very popular man many years ago here in the United States. And what people liked about him is he tended to call him like he saw him. And he exhorted people to find the real thing instead of a false substitute for the real thing. Here's the context for the quote that I just gave you. This is Mr. A.B. Tozer writing. Sound Bible exposition is an imperative must in the Church of the Living God. Without it, no church can be a New Testament church in any strict meaning of that term. But exposition may be carried on in such a way as to leave the hearers devoid of any true spiritual nourishment whatsoever. For it is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God Himself. And unless and until the hearers find God in personal experience, they are not the better for having heard the truth. The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men and women to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God, that they may enter into Him, that they may delight in His presence, may taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God Himself in the core and center of their hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say that that is very true. And my purpose in making this program is to seek to make that happen for people. But alas, many people are not ready or not receptive. Let me see if I can explain it in such a way that you might wake up and realize. When you look around now and see people, when you see their lives, you see that they're utterly destroyed. Utterly destroyed. Some people are totally ruined and corrupted before they even reach age 20, corrupted by promiscuous sex, corrupted by drugs, by marijuana, by socializing, corrupted by a shallow falsity that's everywhere. It's false and it's shallow. When you watch television, for example, or listen to the news, for me, news like network news on the radio or news on television, there's a strident intensity and a speed of delivery when they're talking that is shrill, and it makes a sensitive soul cringe. And I've often wondered about that, and I think I know what it is. First of all, these are shallow, shrill people. And secondly, they're serving a shallow and shrill God. And the way they keep people from understanding, keep people from enlightenment, from thoughtfulness, from waking up to reality and to real life and to wholesomeness, the way they do it is by talking so fast and so shrill that there's not a second in which a person might pause and reflect thoughtfully. Ladies and gentlemen, these are dangerous times that we live in. Dangerous because people are messing with your mind. And they're so clever if you're not careful, life will pass you by, and they will have denied you what Mr. A.B. Tozer was talking about. Refinding your own inner ground of being, and peace of mind, and joy. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external teas. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. I would like to read you something else from Mr. A.B. Tozer. This is from a book called Pagan Christianity, a very nice book. It's written by Frank Viola and George Barna. George Barna is a famous pollster. Famous, famous, famous. Just like the Gallup poll, you've heard of the Gallup poll, or Mr. Barna's poll is almost as famous and well-regarded. Listen to this quote from Mr. A.B. Tozer. If Christianity is to receive a rejuvenation, it must be by other means than any now being used. If the church in the second half of the 20th century is to recover from the injuries she suffered in the first half, there must appear a new type of preacher. The proper ruler of the synagogue type will never do. Neither will the priestly type of man who carries out his duties, takes his pay and asks no questions, nor the smooth-talking pastoral type who knows how to make the Christian religion acceptable to everyone. All these have been tried and found wanting. Another kind of religious leader must arise among us. He must be of the old prophet type, a man who has seen visions of God and has heard a voice from the throne. When he comes, and I pray God there will not be one but many, he will stand in flat contradiction to everything our smirking, smooth civilization holds dear. He will contradict, denounce, and protest in the name of God, and will earn the hatred and opposition of a large segment of Christendom. I've been reading a quote from Mr. A.B. Tozer. He says here that when he comes, this man of God, when he comes, he will stand in flat contradiction to everything our smirking, smooth civilization holds dear. So beware of the shallow. See, I'm sure you've all heard of the comfort zone. Years ago, there was a man who spoke frequently to large corporations and businesses, and he wrote a book about the comfort zone. We all know what that is. That's when you get too comfortable and then you don't grow, you don't move forward, you don't progress because of the comfort zone. Well, that's what we're in right now, a comfort zone. We're in a very profound spiritual and psychological comfort zone. But beware of the comfort zone because it keeps you from asking questions. It keeps you from growing. It keeps you from digging deep within and finding your spiritual roots and answers, real answers instead of shallow answers and distractions. You must rise above the comfort zone. It's like rising above a fog. I'm sure you've been in an airplane when it's in fog, and it rises and rises and rises, and all of a sudden the plane leaves the fog and there's beautiful blue sky and sunshine. That's what you need to find. You must find the sunshine. You must find the source of life, the very source of life, your Creator. And you find Him within. And so you must begin to reject the shallow, the false. You must begin to reject, not with resentment. See, that's been your mistake. You've always rejected things with anger and resentment. But all that did was keep you down. Now what you must do is learn to take a mental step back and observe all the falsity in the light of God's truth. And you'll see it for what it is, shallow, phony, vile. And in God, and you'll find comfort from God's light, and warmth from God's light, and love from God's light. So may I recommend that you give thoughtful consideration to my message today. And I have resources to help you. In fact, I have a meditation that is just a little tool to help you to sit still and become grounded in the present. So you're not lost in emotions and not lost in fantasies and daydreams and worries. Give it a try if you like at SheddingShackles.com. You can leave a question or comment at our listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. A man once said that words about the spiritual dimension, words about God, words about Jesus and about experiencing God and experiencing Jesus, that being satisfied with such words is like looking at the sky through a piece of blue glass. Okay? You get the idea, don't you? You've got to experience the real thing. Got to experience the real thing. Anything short of the real thing is shallow. Now, what has happened? See, a couple of things have happened. First of all, I've alluded to the comfort zone and to the shallow, glib, false, strident civilization. It's not even a civilization. It's like a culture that we now live in. And the other thing that has happened is that people have become so corrupt. You know, when you look at the average person, a man came in this morning. I was at Starbucks doing some writing. A man came in, and he went to the newspaper rack, and he picked up a newspaper and looked at it, and it wasn't the one that he wanted. So he put it back. But when he put it back crooked, and only partially where it belonged, and part of it was sticking out. And then he walked away, and I thought to myself, this man has been ruined. He's lost his character. I can watch a person, tell what their character is just by looking at them do one thing. See, he's lost his discipline. He's lost his character. He's lost it. And how has he lost it? Well, I don't know. But it might have something to do with marijuana. It might have something to do with a sense of entitlement. See, it might have something to do with ingratitude. It might have something to do with the comfort zone. And it might have something to do with people being supportive and enabling. See, supportive and enabling. Supporting weakness, supporting wrong. Well, and so he's lost his character. Now, what I would like is for you to refind your inner ground of good. See, some people think that religion is some kind of a namby-pamby pie in the sky. See, they're so used to religious types to have sort of a shallow niceness, supportiveness, and enabling and comforting, see, and accepting you just as you are. See, they're so used to that that they got the wrong idea about what religion really is. You know, granted, you know, if you go back in American history, okay, let's go back to the 1800s, to the Old West. And all right, let's say it's Sunday morning. And let's say some people are going to church, and maybe some of them are cowboys, real cowboys, not pretend cowboys, but real ones. You know, men who've been out driving cattle across the range, maybe gone for weeks at a time on a long cattle drive, sleeping outdoors, eating around a campfire, maybe never having been in town for weeks. And so they are glad to hear a little music. This is maybe the first music that they've heard in weeks. They're glad to hear someone talk about important things. And they take their hat off, and they sit respectfully because they respect and honor what is good, what is true, what is principled, you see? But real Christianity is not just singing nice songs or listening to nice songs. Nowadays, people don't even sing them. They listen to, all they do is listen. They're spectators. That's another thing that ruins character. But real Christianity is finding your inner ground of good, and then from it growing and flowering. And when you grow and you flower, then you have courage and principle and honor and virtue, see, along with joy and compassion and understanding. You also have courage. There's nothing namby-pamby about it at all. But you've got to find it. As Mr. A.B. Tozer said, you've got to find the real thing. You've got to experience the real thing and not just read about it, and not just talk about it, and not just hear other people talk about it. As Mr. Tozer said so well, for it is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God himself. And unless and until the hearers find God in personal experience, they are not the better for having heard the truth. The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men and women to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God, that they may enter into him, that they may delight in his presence, may taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God himself in the core and center of their hearts. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. I'd like to read something else to you from Mr. A.B. Tozer, a thoughtful man. And don't forget what he said. Words are nice, but you need to experience the real thing. You know how experiencing the real thing begins? Incidentally, before I read this to you, it begins with a change of heart. A change of heart. See, now you have grown up with and accepted and believe in the comfort, the supportiveness, the reassurance, the shallowness, the falsity. See, you think that's what life is. See, that, well, they've done a real number on you. And they've convinced you that you're just a risen ape. That somehow there was this one second there was nothing, and then all of a sudden there was this big bang out of nothing. See, the problem is, another problem nowadays, I talked about the comfort zone and about people being corrupted and losing their character. Another problem is the rise of imagination to overshadow and to corrupt and penetrate everything. It's even penetrated physics. See, people like Einstein, he was a real physicist. And he discovered principles. He was a real, you've heard of inventors and entrepreneurs and such types. They discover things. Well, that's what Einstein was. He was a real discoverer. And he discovered principles by way of intuition, what he knew in his heart. Intuition is your link to what I was talking about earlier, the real thing. The real truth with a capital T. See, to God and principle and all that comes from him. Remember, Paul said, in him we live and move and have our being. So what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, so Einstein, by way of intuition, he discovered things, and then he used his imagination. His imagination was a tool so he could do thought experiments. Okay? So to help him to think about what he had discovered wordlessly by intuition. But now, people have abandoned intuition, see, and instead, imagination. So imagination, everything is imagination, video games, music, videos, whatever you call them, entertainment. It's all shallow. It's all feeding emotions and imagination. And so physicists have fallen for that. And so they're off in some pie in the sky, which they believe in. They believe in the fantasies that they've come up with. But that's, another story. Maybe I'll tell you about that sometime. But right now I want to focus on how we've become corrupted and shallow. And so there is a real truth. Okay, and you won't find it in your imagination. Listen to Mr. A.B. Tozer. In this hour of all that universal darkness, one cheering gleam appears. Within the fold of conservative Christianity, there are to be found increasing numbers of persons whose religious lives are marked by a growing hunger after God Himself. They are eager for spiritual realities and will not be put off with words, nor will they be content with correct interpretations of truth. They are athirst for God. They will not be satisfied till they have drunk deep at the fountain of living water. Those are the kind of people that I'm looking for. Okay? So maybe my message is just for the few, those people who are yearning for the real thing, and those people who are willing to have a change of heart about what the shallow things that they've believed in. They are athirst for God, and they will not be satisfied till they have drunk deep at the fountain of living water. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. And so, I end this program the way I began, with a quote from Mr. A.B. Tozer. It is not mere words that nourish the soul, but God Himself. So I exhort you to turn from your shallow ways and cry out for real answers, for real truth, and don't be satisfied with mealy-mouthed imitations. Wait for the real thing, and when you find it, it will be like finding a pearl of great price, and great will be your joy. Great will be your joy. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.